This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube, which I'm going to use tonight on my... I haven't used it yet, I meant to, but I haven't cleaned the new SIG P320 just yet. But I'm about to. Check them out at froglube.com. Have you been enjoying the hyperventilating faux outrage over Donald Trump and his Twitter account? Lately, he's been focused on Mika and Joe over at MSNBC. But, and you know, if the outrage over him focusing on them was actually presented in good faith, it would merely be stupid. But it is not presented in good faith. This is a transparent attempt to drag Trump off point, tie him up in a never-ending discussion about his completely irrelevant personal feelings, even though leftists slobber over all sorts of people with personal failings who just happen to support their fascist dreams. And it's not working because Trump cares nothing about these fussy nannies shriek and what they shriek about while clutching their pearls, nor do his voters really care. But it is still annoying. Not his tweets, mind you, because I don't care about what he puts on Twitter. I don't even utilize Twitter. Perhaps I should. I might be missing some fun. I don't know, but I don't really care about what he does. I didn't vote for Donald Trump because I wanted him to be my Twitter role model or a moral paragon. I voted for him, first and foremost, not to be Hillary Clinton, and to incrementally move towards actual conservatism. And like everyone else who voted for him, I knew he was not the doctrinaire conservative. I'm tired of the doctrinaire conservatives. But he believed in some conservative things, and that was better than someone who believed in no conservative things and who wanted to stamp her sensible shoe into our faces forever. Was he my first choice? No. Was he my second choice? No. Well, he became my primary choice, though, after I started listening to him. But then when it came down to him winning the fair and square, winning the nomination, then I really liked him a lot because he wasn't pantsuit. And that's one really good reason to like him. And that is also something a lot of the cogs in the machine that is conservative ink, they don't want to acknowledge that. The left doesn't annoy me when they whine about the tweeting because that's all a lie and a scam like everything else that they say. So they don't care that Trump is mean to girls, according to them, because these cretins brought us Bill Clinton. They don't care that Trump is vulgar. You should see what the leftists, including, you know, the proggy blue cheeks, say to all kinds of conservative people on Twitter. But, and, you know, a lot of us get, you know, some death threats here and there, a lot of mouth foaming hostility. That's their traffic every day. But I am distinctly unimpressed by Trump calling out Mika's chin lift. And thus I refuse to care, and I don't care, not even a little. I'm, you know, at the very most, I might be entirely indifferent to these playground spats. Though I really do enjoy seeing these leftist schmucks getting a taste of their own medicine. And I love seeing the frustration of the hapless establishment when Trump just ignores their tantrums and keeps firing off tweets long after they've been decreed unacceptable. He galls them because he refuses to submit to the moral authority of the immoral. That is truly a beautiful thing. I think a lot of his voters feel that way. I know I do. They'll tell pollsters they don't like his tweeting because you're supposed to say you don't like stuff like that. But at the end of the day, most of the voters don't really care about his tweeting enough to withdraw their support. I wish they would ask me. I would love to tell what I think about his tweeting. I love it. But at the end of the day, I don't really care. I love it because it's amusing. But tweets are part of the Trump package. And Trump supporters are okay with the Trump package. I'm not worried about Trump's imperfections. I wasn't looking for him to be a nice guy. I wasn't looking for him to be a Boy Scout. I was, you know, I didn't want him to be a Jeb Bush. I voted for him to fight the leftist establishment, and I voted for him with my eyes wide open. I'm not surprised that he is who he is. I admire that. And beyond that, all these other little details that everybody seems to be so fixated on, I don't give a damn. And I especially refuse to give a damn because this is so obviously a ploy to peel off weak Frito-Con Republicans so that Trump can't implement policies those Republicans are supposed to endorse. These guys are posers, and they yearn for the chance to undergut the guy who humiliated their kind. Of course, Ben Sasse has to get on the moral preening act. That grinning donkey has never met a virtue he didn't want to signal. And, you know, if I'd shown the utter lack of moral character he did when he smiled while Bill Maher used a racial epithet, I'd want to distract attention, too. As for my senior senator here in my state, Lindsey Graham, every time he pipes up, I see a vision of him in his little blue sailor suit, disapprovingly wagging his lollipop at me. Those guys are narcissistic clowns, and I expect nothing more from them. But what is annoying are these otherwise useful people on our side who immediately do what the leftists want and latch on to whatever bogus Trump is awful meme is dominating the airwaves that day. Here's a crazy idea you might want to think about. You don't have to grab a pitchfork and a torch every time the leftists start rounding up a mob. You can actually not join in the stupidity. That's my idea. I reject the notion that Trump is stepping on his own message when he tweets something obnoxious. There's plenty of days, the vast majority of days, when he tweets nothing obnoxious, so name one of those days when the mainstream media transmitted his preferred message. I know you guys have got your little calendars out there. You can tell me the exact date the media cooperated and transmitted his message. There isn't one. If he's not in a fight with Mika, discount Megan Kelly Brzezinski, then it's nothing to be Russians, 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 obstruction, Russians, treason, more Russians. So, okay, CNN reporters, Trump hasn't tweeted anything today, so let's focus on the president's priorities. Camerata, do a segment on how important it is to deport illegal aliens. Acosta, I need a report on how consumer confidence is up, up, up. And Cuomo, put down that fidget spinner and clean up the mess your new puppy woofy left in my office. If you're one of those that's out there that is offended and outraged by his tweets, here's an idea. Don't pay any attention to them. Don't read them. Don't talk about them. And don't join the freaking Democrats in a lynch mob to emasculate the guy who brought us Justice Gorsuch. And he's about to replace a couple more robed dictators. On the let's see, in the chat room, Fox News website is going gun crazy now. They're turning liberal. Is that up and running right now? I'll go look at that in the break. I'd love to see what you're talking about. Fox News, of course, if you didn't know it, guess 58. I think they're run by a bunch of Democrats anyway. Back to Trump. I know that he's aesthetically displeasing to the delicate sensibilities of the Frito-Cons and the left. This isn't news. But, you know, with Trump, at least we don't have to worry about stuff with him like we did with Bill Clinton, like his humidor habits. We followed the Frito-Cons for years. Maybe we should listen to ourselves for a change. Driving the Frito-Cons, crazy, isn't it? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube, which I will be slathering all over this six hour later on this evening. I don't have my audio because something broke today, so check them out at froglube.com. This just in is coming from Fox News. And from Guest 58 in the chat room, one of the ninjas in there right now. Florida, or a judge, let's give the credit where credit is due. A judge in Florida has just struck down as unconstitutional a provision for their new updated Stand Your Ground law where the prosecutors would have had to have proven that they did something criminal in order to take them before court. I thought that was called innocent until presumed innocent until proven guilty anyway. The prosecutors are afraid that that too many people will be getting away with murder. And this particular judge who struck this down is saying that there is no legislative fix to what is going on. He wants to see the Florida Supreme Court fix it. I think maybe it's time to go to that federal judge and give him his walking papers. Time to retire there, Your Holiness. Go check that at Fox News if you want to waste your time with Fox News. There, I'm sure that we'll see more about that as time goes on. The left, like in California. In California, they had to look at things in California and decide that single-payer health care just wasn't going to happen because they can't afford to do it. And since then, the left has decided that they're going to dine on the entrails of their own because they're becoming more intolerant. Their factions, their various little factions, their victim label factions like Black Lives Matter and other minorities, transgender, feminists, they're getting into vicious fights because they can't stand each other. When Black Lives Matter or other minorities create spaces where white people aren't allowed, they are excluding sympathetic white leftists. Transgenders and feminists get into vicious fights over whether trans women are really women, which I'm sorry to tell you, but you're not. Radical immigration groups crash LGBT marches. Feminists on college campuses broadly paint male co-eds as rapists, even the leftist rapists. Comedians who routinely mock conservatives are finding themselves chased away from college campuses by snowflakes who don't like their LGBT and race jokes. Bernie Sanders supporters are investigating the death of former DNC staffer Seth Rich, while Hillary Clinton supporters ridicule them as conspiracy theorists. Their dominant factions are even more likely to run into conflicts with each other as a result of the left taking over much of this our society. Since conservatives are increasingly blocked out of areas like education, the left is free to run rampant. But there is no longer a debate over whether to teach children encouraging messages about being LGBT in school. Instead, the debate is whether to include transvestites, polygamists, and more controversial aspects of gender and sexuality in the discussion. White leftist professors are finding themselves under siege in upper academia. Michael Rechtenwald, a professor at NYU, said in February that he was leaving the left after becoming fed up with the snowflakes, trigger warnings, safe spaces, and other hostile behavior he was subjected to. Explained on Facebook, today's left is rife with the most obscene, abusive, nasty, spiritually ugly, and utterly unethical, hypocritical, and fanatically horrible people I've ever encountered in my 58 years on Earth. The media, which is also dominated by the left, and they face similar feuds. Talking heads and journalists berate each other for using phrases like illegal immigrant instead of migrant. Phrases like illegal alien, which some conservatives still use, were purged earlier from the mainstream publications. Black Lives Matter pushes other left-wing factions out of the way in order to promote their agenda. In 2015, two of their activists interrupted Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders while he was giving a speech. Sanders gave up trying to resume the speech and he left. If you attend a modern-day meeting of progressives and observe how everyone walks on eggshells, that's quite amusing. And use the wrong term, such as an incorrect pronoun to describe someone, and you will feel the wrath of one faction. If you are a Caucasian and a male and you speak up, you risk You risk being silenced with a statement. Check your privilege. Much of this sensitivity during meetings originated during the Occupy Wall Street encampments a few years ago. White males were often told to stop talking and cede the floor to the minorities. The theme, step up, step back, was adopted at Occupy Wall Street's General Assembly, encouraging white men to acknowledge the privilege they've lived in their entire lives and to step back from continually speaking. That's funny. One of the biggest left-wing conferences each year is the Left Forum. Some of the names of the seminars presented reveal the current hostility between the groups. Rainbow Coalition Fascism, the New Thought Police, Social Justice Warriors, and even Bernie Wants to Bomb Syria. Challenges to anti-imperialist, anti-war organizing today. Now, as this infighting escalates, the left isn't going to be able to hold all of their factions together. And the Democrats are already feeling the fallout. Trump won the presidential election in part due to the feuding between the Bernie Sanders wing of the Democrats and the establishment wing. Sanders supporters became disillusioned by Hillary Clinton's campaign corruptions and collusion with the Democrats and failed to show up to vote for her in the general election. Unlike the Republican Party, there is no religious right wing of the Democratic Party that preaches turning the other cheek in order to get along. So most of their factions take the opposite approach and, you know, they get very hostile and violent. Infighting on the right pales in comparison to the nastiness of the feud between the transgenders and the something feminists. Increasingly shut out of society, we get to watch much of this play out on the sidelines. And that may be okay, because change is already happening. A lot of the left-leaning millennials are tired of what they see on the left. Generation Z is turning to the right. They've grown up surrounded by the instant access to the world's harsh realities on their smartphones and can only remember a news cycle marred by economic stress and rising student debt and war overseas. And they take a more pragmatic and conservative outlook on the world. Conservative author Eric Metaxas believes they may be, by certain measures, the most conservative generation since World War II. The left is all predicated on a me-first thing. Their model is unsustainable. Eventually, they're going to hate each other, and at the same time, they're going to run out of other people's money. Just sad. It's just sad. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Here we are, yet again, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube, which unfortunately I can't play the audio for because, once again, my setup breaks. But... check them out at froglube.com. Whenever we have a high-profile incident, like name it, the shooting at the hospital, the shooting at the baseball field, any weekend in Chicago. Well, maybe not any weekend in Chicago, but you get what I'm saying. Anytime that happens, that seems to renew interest amongst the losers in the national debate over gun rights and gun control. Now, they don't... they don't get out there and... they don't want to call it gun control. They want to call it gun safety. And they brought this, I believe this little piece came out because the Pew Research Center has just published a good poll for them. I don't know what to think about Pew, to be honest with you. According to them, only 37% of American households keep guns, and 79% of gun owners think guns keep them safe. However, it's got to be more than 37% if we got 140 million gun owners in the United States, don't we? Huh? If we have 248 million adults in the United States out of 320 million and 140 million individuals are gun owners, got to be more than 37%, don't you think? The numbers just don't add up. And yet statistics from the Centers for the Disease Control and Prevention show that almost two-thirds of the 33,594 firearm-related deaths that occurred in 2014 were accidental, 461, or suicide, 21,386. Now, you can tell that these people are serious about their gun control, and they believe that that kind of effort and enforcement are important to reduce violent crime. According to the Bureau of Justice Statistics, only 40% of state inmates who committed crimes while armed obtained their guns illegally. Because, you see, there is gun control legislation out there today. Federal law does place restrictions on the sale and possession of firearms. For example, weapons manufacturers and professional firearms dealers must be licensed to keep transfer records, comply with relevant federal and state background checks. You don't have to do that if you make toilets. You don't have to do that if you make a lot of things here in the United States today. But you definitely got to do it if you do make guns. But they they lament the fact that there's such a thing as private property. They refer to this as the intrastate purchase from unlicensed private sellers. And they refer to that sometimes, that gap in the law, as the gun show loophole. However, most of the people selling guns at gun shows are FFL people. So, yes. Then there's the fully automatic weapons, which we constantly hear that somebody's using automatic weapons, but automatic weapons, for the most part, for most of us, have been banned since 1986, and there are an estimated 182,600 in the United States that may be bought and sold legally, none of which have ever been used in a crime. But the semi-automatic assault rifles, which require a trigger pull for each bullet discharge and can shoot two shots per second, may be legally sold under federal law. So you see, they keep wanting to look at these things and look at all of these things and everything and say that this is this and that isn't, you know. Right now, the new thing is to try to restrict carry. We can't carry in schools. We can't carry in, outside the home in some cases. California, for example, New York, New Jersey, can't carry. According to the Pew Research Center, large majorities of both political parties continue to favor preventing people with mental illnesses from buying guns, barring gun purchases by people on federal no-fly watch lists and background checks for private gun sales and sales at gun shows. No, we don't, on my side. The federal no-fly or watch list, who's on it, who's running it, who's putting people on it? How do you get qualified to be on it? I already have to go through a background check if I buy a gun at a gun show. And I quite honestly haven't bought a gun in a private gun sale in I don't know how long. Now, if you look at the polling numbers, the polling numbers are probably correct in that Americans want fewer criminals and dangerous individuals to own guns. God knows I do. But the solution is not to fund a gun buyback program and improve the background check system. The background check system needs improving because currently there's no way to process an appeal if you come up on a false negative, which most of the negatives that we get are false negatives. So I don't know, I don't know exactly who this would have been addressed to. Like, and you know what, I'm going to say this, and I'm just going to say it and be done saying it. I say this privately a lot of times. I rarely say it out here. And anybody who wants to challenge me on that, you feel free, okay? Okay. Most garden variety conservative types don't know that much about guns. There are some that are, you know, that might train and do this all this. But, the minority of people that are the minority of gun owners are really hardcore training people. They're hardcore about practice. They're hardcore about being ready. They carry religiously. You know, when you've got 16 million concealed carry permits that we know about, and then let's say that 80% of these people actually carry guns. Okay, not 100% of the people with permits don't carry guns. Don't kid yourself. Still, the numbers are still minute compared to how many people own guns. I mean, we barely have three times the amount of NRA members with concealed carry permits, and yet we have so many states that have concealed carry with gun owners who don't have permits. So, spare me some of this stuff, if you would. There's a couple things that don't add up to your numbers. They've never added up to your numbers, and that's fine. I don't expect anything different from you. But here's the thing. I do not take it upon myself to tell anybody how to vote, think, raise children, dress, speak, what to watch, what to what to read, any of that stuff. And I'm perfectly happy with that. And in that same vein, I don't intend for anybody out there to try to tell me what I can and can't do. And if some laws get made up to try to do that, then I intend to fight them tooth and nail until my last breath, if that's what it takes. But I'm not going to sit around and bow to any man. And that's the way we should all be. I was born free, just like you. Just like you. Whoever you are listening right now, leftist, black, white, plaid, I don't care. We were all born free. It's just these ideas that keep enslaving us. And I simply choose not to go along with them. You should join me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Alas, my new computer and my new hookup and everything else fails me. So, to get the story, go to froglube.com, would you? With the, when we were having all these immigrants coming to the United States, those immigrants, when they would finally get naturalized, they would be the most patriotic. They would know the most. They'd be more educated than we were about what it means to be an American. And then they would become an American. They would assimilate. They would, in a lot of cases, completely, they might live in little Italy or little Tokyo or little China or something like that. But in a lot of ways, they would assimilate. That's not the way it's done nowadays. And some of this stuff you just can't make up. So I saw this news article where migrant hairstylist Mohammed Hussein Rashwani was hailed as a shining example of integration in Germany. 10 months later, after that initial, 15 minutes of fame, and it seems just like a few days ago, we see an article that bears the headline, Herzberg, Syrian hairstylist slits boss's throat. That was Mohammed. Now, he apparently didn't go the full Mohammed since his boss is still alive and still has her head. But the title and crux of the first piece, Syrian hairstylist finds employment in Herzberg. Salon owner Ilona Fugman is amazed by his skills. And, yeah, he was really pretty tight and adroit with a straight-edged razor. From August 31st, 2016, in early September, Ilona Fugman will give the Syrian Mohammed Hussein Rashwani a permanent position in her hair salon in Herzberg. His skills immediately convinced her. Mohammed Hussein Rashwani is an example of how well integration can work out. That can be found, if you're interested in looking at that, by going to the Gates of Vienna. And it goes on to explain his sterling qualities. He had an excellent command of his craft and gets along well with the 2 female colleagues with some really good chemistry. Admittedly, Mohammed is a proud person, but very attentive and prudent. He even helps with the cleanup, said Ilona Fugman. Now, of course, proud is a euphemism for prideful, which reflects a sin, though Muslims don't see it that way, and basically means Mohammed had more ego than brains and was easily triggered. Speaking of which, Fugman is quoted as mentioning the difficulty in finding good help and asking, why shouldn't I give him a chance? I guess their question has probably been answered now, which brings us to the next piece in the German press. Hertzberg, Syrian hairstylist, slits boss's throat June 29, 2017. Dateline Hertzberg. A bloody deed horrified Hertzberg on Wednesday. A salon owner was attacked by her Syrian employee and gravely injured. He was regarded as the paramount example of successful integration. The Syrian, Muhammad H., which we know him to be Muhammad Hussein Rashwani, a master hairstylist who fled his homeland, started a new life and found work in Hertzberg. He was appreciated and popular in the salon of Ilona Fugman, we know. 64 years old, that makes what happened yesterday, Wednesday, even stronger. Stranger, excuse me. Yeah, so strange and unfathomable and unprecedented, and who couldn't have seen that part coming? And if you were to suggest otherwise on social media, the German government will arrest you and fine the Islamophobia out of the social media company. And you will be absorbed. Resistance is futile. The only successful integration going on in Germany right now is that of many Germans who've been integrated into the delusion. The delusion that all people are the same and our strength lies in our diversity. Kumbaya! It's just dumb to believe that all people and peoples are the same. We can argue the reasons for the differences, but we ignore them at our own peril. And Colonel Ralph Peters put it in an excellent little piece he wrote called The Taliban from Outer Space. He said, in my years as an intelligence officer, I saw colleagues make the same blunder over and over. They rushed to stretch the ways in which the Russians, the Chinese, or the Iranians were just like us. But it's the differences that will get you killed. He later wrote, we still hear the deadly cliche that all human beings want the same basic things like better lives, greater opportunities for their children. How does that apply to Afghan aliens who prefer their crude way of life and its merciless cults? What is really deadly here is something that I often warn of, and it is projection. That's when we look at somebody and say, surely to God he has the same mindset, priorities, and sense of virtue as we do, eh? He's got an eye on both sides of his nose, an ear on both sides of his head. He's got a chin. Look how good he cuts that hair. In a lot of ways, that's natural. We behave in certain ways because we think it makes sense. So it must make sense to others, don't you see? Thus are the self-serving cynical, believing everyone is just out for himself. Thus are innocent little children gullible, thinking everyone well-meaning. And thus do the secular Westerners believe that these new arrivals will embrace secular values. Don't we teach that out of children? Don't we tell them to be worried about strangers? Don't we do that? What have I been missing? I raised two. I always tell them not to be too friendly with strangers. What am I missing? What am I missing? And then there's the ideological chauvinism looking in the hearts of the, shall we say, open-minded, who once warned of this ethnocentrism. But why would others adopt secular Western values, including confusion over marriage and sex and right and wrong and truth itself? Because they're so self-evidently true? We need to realize that the virtues of some people are alien to us. Western leftists are a good example. Some really do believe that slaughtering innocents in Allah's name is good. Burning people alive, baking them in ovens, drowning them in cages, and feeding children into a dough kneader, well, that'll get you to paradise. You need to remember that we are weak. And our weakness lies in our diversity. One of the reasons that the military is so good at what it does is because it is one-minded, one mission. despite what you may say today, you know, a recruit decided he did not want to fight in a war. Yeah, okay. But that's not the military. I know it's become a, you know, a social justice petri dish, but that's not the military. In my first platoon that I was ever in, there was a whole section of guys that I despised, each and every one of those dudes. And if we'd been in combat, I would have killed everybody trying to hurt them. Because I could shift from the personal to the professional. We don't have that now. We don't have that. If somebody comes here and they don't wish to assimilate, if they want to change things. See, there's a lot of people in my region of the United States that decry this because a lot of people move from the Northeast here for the weather or for the jobs or to escape something from the Northeast. And then they'll get down here, but they still want to bring all of those choice moments and tidbits of the leftist lifestyle that they left with them. And then they want to change everything down here to suit their ways. And they don't want to assimilate. Now, I don't expect any of them to try to slash my throat. But they still don't get to tell me what to do. Don't kid yourself. We will be back on the 5th on Wednesday. So between now and then, happy 4th of July to everybody. Sit down and realize what that means. And remember, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineer is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under butt. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.